Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. This is the back label. A story that gives you the full pour. Let's begin.
It's May 1976. America is throwing itself a party. 200 years old and feeling good. There are fireworks, parades, and somewhere in a Paris hotel, a very quiet room. 9 of France's most respected wine experts have gathered around a table. Critics, sommeliers, winemakers, the kind of people who could blind taste a Burgundy and tell you which side of the hill the grapes grew on. The man who assembled them was an Englishman named Stephen Spurrier. He ran a little wine shop in Paris. He also ran a wine school, the first independent wine school in all of France. He was well-liked, well-respected, and on this particular afternoon, he was about to make some very powerful enemies. The idea was simple, a celebration, a friendly comparison of French and American wines in honor of the U.S. Bicentennial. His colleague, Patricia Gallagher, had suggested it. She'd been to Napa, she'd tasted the wines, she believed in them. But here's what nobody told you. Spurrier had traveled to California that spring and handpicked the bottles himself without ever telling the wineries their wine was going to be in a competition. The winemakers back in Napa had no idea what was about to happen. And getting the bottles to Paris? Things were a little more archaic then in flying. Patricia had to convince a TWA official to let her carry 3 cases onto the plane, far more than the 2-bottle limit. How did she do it? She got help from her fellow passengers. She tucked it into their luggage. The glasses were poured. The labels were hidden. The judges went to work. Now, everyone in that room expected the same outcome. The French wines would dazzle. The Americans would show well enough. A polite result for a polite occasion. During the tasting, several French judges reportedly assumed certain California wines were French. They scored them highly. They had no idea. When Spurrier announced the white wine results, the room went quiet. A boutique California Chardonnay from Chateau Montillana had just beaten the most prestigious wine Burgundies in France. And then came the Reds. One female judge, Odette Kahn, demanded her ballot back. She understood immediately what had happened and what it meant. It didn't matter. The 1973 Stag's Leap Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley had just scored higher than Chateau Mouton Rothschild and Chateau Haute-Brion. The French press, they almost ignored the story entirely. Spurrier was banned from France's prestigious wine tasting tour for a year, apparently as punishment. The one reporter in the room, a young Time magazine writer, filed his story. It ran buried on page 85 next to an ad for Armstrong Tires. Nobody thought it mattered. But here's the rest of the story. 30 years later, the same wines were tasted again. The French had been saying all along that California wines couldn't age. The time would prove them right. In 2006, the top 5 wines were all from California. Warren Winarski, the winemaker behind Stag's Leap, eventually sold his property for $185 million. Mike Gergich, Chateau Montelena, went on to found his Napa winery. And the quiet little wine school in Paris that had started it all, it changed how the entire world thinks about where great wine can come from. 9 French judges sat down to confirm what everyone already knew. They ended up proving exactly the opposite. The movie Bottle Shock really brings home this story. If you haven't seen it, put it on your to-do list. And now you know the back label story.